Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Welcome to the Fresh Ball Fall. It's the season of pumpkin spice and making sure your crotch looks nice. That means sipping cider in the fall breeze and using Manscaped products to trim your balls with ease. That's right, today's show is brought to you by Manscaped, a company that's here to make sure your foliage isn't the only thing shedding its excess leaves. Even Mother Nature knows it's time to lose the excess clutter for the fall. So join over 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. You can all do that by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping using my promo code Bubba. Whether you're brand new or you're already with us at the Manscaped World, you could use the crown jewel of care for your family jewels, and that's the Platinum Package 4.0. In addition to shaving, you can now completely upgrade your shower routine with the Ultra Premium Body Wash and Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo and conditioner. You'll have your skin and hair feeling hydrated and smelling fresh. Go to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with my code Bubba. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com when you use my promo code Bubba. Manscaped, clear out the leaves. It's your tree trunks time to shine. Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba. Anna,
Jesus.
I hope that the hot mic didn't pick up your inappropriateness towards your own.
What are you talking about?
Blitz, did you hear that? I hope
he's been live for like 5 minutes.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not kidding. Look at your computer.
Yeah, I know. I just told her that, too. She's like, no, we haven't.
The mics weren't on.
How do you know? We have hot mics. Hot mics.
Stop.
Well, guys, it was good knowing you.
Well, it's worse. Not canceled. I mean, Anna damn near got us canceled.
I didn't do anything.
Inappropriate.
I like seeing Lovey squirm.
No, we like seeing you squirm, knowing that you might have, you know, deep down you fucked up, but you're hoping that you're calling our bluff on the fuck up. But your boyfriend wouldn't allow that.
Now,
he would allow that if somebody else was, like if Seth was saying those words, he would allow it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Not you.
I wouldn't allow it if anyone said it. What are you talking about?
That's true. We're canceled immediately, no matter who says it.
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh. Did you look into that, what I told you to look at into?
Oh, yes, I did.
What was it? What did it come back with?
Mm. Oh, you are
starting early. That means we can leave early. See you later. I just farted.
Oh, God. Oh, now you're going to have milk duds in your
yep.
pants.
No. You just shut yourself.
No. Lummy, why does that
Well, your story was correct. Now, the story that Blitz was...
I'll say that again.
Your story that you were talking about was correct. They were trying to get the judges'
attention during the verdict read.
But they did... they were writing letters.
And to the judge.
Blitz, to the judge on it. About how, the hung juror. But I think Blitz found a different letter.
Oh, he did?
I think so. Did you find a different one?
Mitch Lucerini said, during the break, the PRN app was playing the 16-year-old girl calls in. Wonder where she is now. Let me, what's that call?
It's a 16-year-old girl that called in, and then she was on drugs, and then you had her call her mom live on the air.
Oh, that's some good shit.
From back in the day.
We should make that a YouTube video.
Okay.
All that shit needs to be YouTube videos. Red is cringing. So what I said was there was a juror trying to get a hold of the judge in the Nicholas Cruz case. It came to my attention. I think it's like maybe Saturday or something. I saw this. It was like a late break-in deal. And I'm like, maybe it was Friday after we had already left or something. Cause I think they were actually in court, and, the really hot judge,
sure, sure, or something.
Yeah, whatever. Mrs. Clem. she was like, it's been brought to my attention, and the state brought it up. And the defense was like all freaked out by this, thinking that they were going to maybe like have a hung jury or something like that, or redo it. But I think the state was like, we're not going to set the jury aside, the verdict aside. But it was something to the point where a male juror was trying to actually get the judge's attention while she was reading the verdict.
Okay.
And the bailiffs wouldn't let him.
And but he wasn't being verbal. He wasn't like, hey, hello.
Well, I guess he was kind of like, you know, or something. And so he wrote a letter or wrote something to the judge. She didn't really pay much attention to it until after they'd sent him home and stuff. And then mm-hmm. she started paying attention to it because she's like, well, what the hell could be going on?
Mm-hmm.
And within that little letter that he wrote, it was like, I don't feel safe, or we don't feel safe. There was an altercation or something that happened in the juror room that you need to be noted, that you need to be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the last kind of, that's the last little bit that I know
but
about.
But that was
it.
After the verdict was read. And
right. And so the state was looking into that, and the judge had got the head bailiff to make sure he notifies the sheriff, because that's underneath the sheriff's jurisdiction. The courtroom, court security, and bailiffs are all under the sheriff. That's under the sheriff's department within each county.
Mm-hmm.
And so the bailiff was like, I'm going to let the sheriff know about it, and we're going to get an investigate this incident that happened in the juror room. Now, I don't know what the incident was, but they alluded to the fact that it was like maybe an altercation where somebody had touched somebody and threatened somebody, and somebody did not feel safe. So I don't know if they didn't feel safe with going home, or they didn't feel safe with, I don't know. Has there been any more information about it?
It does not look like it. Looks like they're investigating it.
Fellow jurors, upon the aware of the Pozo juror letter, so it looks like they may have identified the juror as Pozo, right?
Yeah, Pozo versus the state.
Defense counsel filed a notice of intention to interview jurors, claiming that the letter reflected that this juror and possibly other jurors were concerned about possible repercussions to themselves. Jurors in criminal cases, and it states a Florida State Statute 3.575, provides the procedure for interviewing jurors in criminal cases, and states a party who has reason to believe that the verdict may be subject to legal challenge may move the court for an order permitting an interview of a juror or jurors to be determined. The motion shall be filed, blah, 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 blah.
Well, if you read up,
what are they saying?
If you scroll up a little bit, it says, which they're calling them juror X, called the state attorney office.
Which one, right here?
No, like the letter. Like, you were on the bottom part of the letter.
Pozo versus state is squarely on point. In Pozo, after the verdict, a jury wrote the judge of her dismay over the jury deliberation. She further added that she was struggling with the aggressive behavior by two of the fellow jurors.
Well, I'm going to send you something.
Becoming aware of Pozo.
Sorry, it didn't give you the actual first page. It only gave you page two. That's the first page.
Lummy. Blitz, even when he doesn't try to lummy me, he lummies me.
Well, that's why I was trying to tell you to stop, because you're reading a case file.
Yeah, you're reading case law.
And I was seeing the
I'm only reading what you sent me.
I know. It didn't
send
you page one.
I only read what
you sent me.
If you sent me some fucking green eggs and ham, I'd be reading that goddamn thing right now.
Do it, lummy.
Sam, I am. Green eggs and fucking ham. Sam, I am. The juror was mad because she had no fucking green eggs and ham. Sam, I am. Sam. Sam, I am.
That was Bram.
I know. The state of Florida, by and through the undersigned assistant state attorney, pursuant to Florida criminal law P3.575, requests that this court grant an interview to one of the jurors in the state versus Nicholas Cruz trial, and in support thereof shows the following. At approximately 2:14 p.m. on October 13th, which what day was the 13th. Was that a
Tuesday?
Tuesday, okay. And I think
Oh, wait, hold on. No. The 13th was a Thursday.
And Did they read the verdict on Friday or did they read
no,
it?
No, Thursday.
They read it on
Thursday.
We
talked about it on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At approximately 2:14. So, Blitz, this is, okay, the day the verdict was rendered. So, at 2:14 on the 13th, which is the day that it was rendered. So, this is probably just prior, right, to the reading of the, what time did the verdict come down? What time did she read it Thursday?
We did it on the after show. So,
yeah,
around 11.
At approximately 2:14 on October 13th, 2022, the day the verdict was rendered, in the instant case, a juror who shall be referred to for purposes of this pleading as Juror X called the office of the state attorney and requested to speak to the assistant state attorney, Michelle Saltz, Sats. Sats.
Was it Michael, maybe? Because it's
I'm sorry, ma'am. Michael. It's been a long day. Jury X spoke to a support staff member and informed the support staff member that during deliberations, she received what she perceived to be a threat from a fellow juror while in the jury room. The state did not call Juror X back and instead filed a notice to the court. Juror's X identity shall be disclosed to the court in camera, which means only to the judge and people in the court, like the lawyers. That means in camera. Unfortunately, I know that shit. The state requests an interview to be granted to investigate this serious allegation because a crime may have been committed. Is that all there is, Lummy?
Yeah.
Oops. The aggressive behavior of two of my fellow jurors. Upon becoming aware of Pozo's letter, defense counsel filed a notice of intention to interview, blah, blah, blah. So, you may not like them, you will see. You may them like them in a tree. I would not, could not in a tree, not in a car, you let me be. I do not like them in a box. I do not like them with a fox. I do not like them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and hams. I do not like them, Sam, I am. Fuck you, Lummy. Let's go back to some real entertainment right here, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. I watched that so many times yesterday.
Well, honest full wow.
That shit made me laugh.
Yeah, look at that.
God.
Right there.
Some fucking bent ass rods, man.
Man, that is a bent rod, Willie, is it not?
He's got like no butt.
I mean, I don't know what is like, wrong. I just want to take him and get the Y strap. You know, we need to get the Y strap doctor to
what?
Try to.
Yes!
To try to like. I just want to take him and like make him stand like man, stand up straight, bitch. Like straighten up.
He just can't. And he rolls around in a wheelchair now.
He does?
To wrestling events. Maybe
we can sell him for $25,000. But he's gonna get $50,000 in that case, right? Maybe we can sell him. Remember, we're getting that full blown handicap wheelchair from Brandon.
Will carry him
from Brandon the Quad. Well, I hope I'm gonna get in it, and you're gonna get in.
You
it.
Think we're the same size as him? He's got to be at least four bills.
Lummy,
no.
Lummy, you're gonna be the one that we're gonna act like you're bam 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 the most.
Oh,
yeah,
I know.
We're gonna act like it.
I mean, we're going to have you going,
that's not far of a stretch.
And then you're going to be carrying a baby.
But it's actually a Roundup sprayer.
Yeah.
This is my baby.
Oh, shit.
Baby Roundup.
Put a wig on the Roundup sprayer.
He's got to pee.
Blitz, Gooch is trying to find me on the Amazon Smile charitable organization deal, and Bubba Army is coming up, and it's some Flim Flam and Charlie charity out of
New York, right?
New York. Did you know
it's
that?
It's not Bubba Army.
And I told him to put BTLS Foundation, and he said it's not coming up.
Yeah, I think, isn't it the Bubba Love Sponge Foundation?
Is it the?
I think so.
All right. The BTLS Foundation. Is it incorporated too? The BTLS Foundation.
BTLSfoundation.org.
Oh, is that what it is?
The charity I'm supporting is Bubba the Love Sponge Foundation.
Oh, you got to put in all that?
Yeah.
So do I?
It's not the. It's just Bubba the Love Sponge Foundation.
All right, hold on. Here we go. Bubba the Love Sponge Foundation.
Yep.
I need to change my name.
Why?
Well.
To what?
But, Todd Zidane?
No, no. To my foundation.
Mm.
Or do you think we should keep it that way? Oh, Anna. Everything's on you.
Just keep it.
Justin Beaner said it took me a minute to find it on Amazon also. Yeah, I think, Gooch, it's he found it. Gooch found it.
Thank God.
Bubba the Love Sponge Foundation. Oh, I got one.
Yeah, there's one called Bubba's Army, Inc.
Is that a recognized, do you know how many people probably think that's me?
Oh, probably a ton.
From Dix Hills.
Do they have a website like that has a mission statement as to?
I'm looking.
Like unless it's the BubbaArmies.org.
It is.
Bubba's Army .org.
Yes.
And let's see what it does. Is that a fucking ripoff?
No.
This guy Bubba.
Bubba's Army. Fighting today for a brighter and better tomorrow. That's me. Bunch of Guidos. Join us in our fight against.
Say it.
No, I cannot.
What? Say it.
No. You say it.
No, you.
No,
just
you.
Just try to sound it out. Come on.
Glioblastoma. Glioblastoma?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Join Bubba's army. This isn't me at all. This guy's riding my tip.
Yeah, he is.
Well, you can email General Martin at bubbasarmy.org.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba Shane.
Who?
Shane.
James.
Bear Shane.
Who?
James.
Who is this?
look up that Theo Vaughn clip.
Listen.
Who is this?
Who is this?
Name yourself immediately.
Just say who you are. What's your first name?
Twick.
Quick.
Flick.
Twick.
Twick.
K-W-I-K. Fucking Twick. His hair, Liz Ip. All right. What do you want me to look up, buddy?
Oh, God. That Jesse Ventura thing that you were talking about yesterday. Theo Vaughn just did a interview with him, and he trashed him in like the first 30 seconds. It was really good.
All right. So, I mean, is it an interview that just happened?
Yeah, just not too long ago.
All right.
He says everything that Hogan says about how he's a know-it-all. And
is this the one from 11 months ago?
That just happened 11 months ago?
Thanks, Blick.
Yes.
It says Blick. This past weekend, 364.
Dick.
Hold on.
Prick!
Listen, Prick, are you there?
You stupid frick.
Prick, are you there?
Yes.
All right.
Sorry, buddy.
So, Lummy, is it the interview you've already seen?
I have not seen this one from 11 months ago. I've been looking for a new one. I just haven't seen anything new.
Now, 11 months ago, who interviewed Jesse 11 months ago?
Theo.
Theo Vaughn.
I love him.
Yeah, he's
funny.
Good. He's got, yeah. He's
good. And he interviewed Jesse, and is it everything that Hogan said?
Yeah, he just said that, you know, the guy swears he knows everything about everything and doesn't know anything.
About anything.
Yeah, it's actually really good. The first 30 seconds before he even plays the interview, he trashes.
Well,
him.
He plays when what now?
Oh, he doesn't confront him. He just does it before.
Hold on. I don't know if I can play this. It might be a copyright violation. So
follow this home.
So I mean, who plays what? Help. What, walk me through here.
Okay, Theo interviews Jesse, but he talks about how bad Jesse is, and he says how he can't even get a word in edgewise on his own show.
Okay, but it just has nothing to do with Hogan or anything like that. You said the first 30 seconds is what?
It's just kind of a intro of what, you know, how it's the worst guest he's ever had, and you know he'll never speak to this guy again.
All right, so it has nothing really to do with what we're doing in our interview.
I mean, I'm reading the captions.
I'm reading the captions. He just is.
It wasn't an interview. It was more of him talking the whole time.
Prick, I'm gonna talk. I'm gonna look into it right now. Okay, it's probably a big nothing burger.
No, you're deaf, and you served.
Well, Bubba, he said the first 30 seconds. And then the rest is just some interview, which I just watched the closed caption, and it's...
...is a unique... Today's guest, Jeepers.
Where'd this guy come from?
Theo Vaughn?
The real
he's been around.
He's popular.
Road Rules, actually.
Road Rules.
Yeah, he's popular.
Yeah, but
I know he's popular.
He's like, funny. He's fucking funny.
You know, I've never had an interview where it was not a conversation, really. So,
well, you never let me interview you then. Because I'll interrupt you 46 times. That's in the first minute.
Well, I think it's, you know, and I'm saying this.
Although I'm getting better, I think.
It's now because I it was hard to get a word in.
Well,
Jeepers.
Japers.
Yes, sir.
Japers Creepers. Dirty South. Where's this guy from?
Louisiana.
And he gets a bunch of big time guests, does he not?
Yeah.
Well, he's in it with Rogan. He's buddy with Rogan.
Now, does he live in Louisiana?
No. He lives in LA.
Where?
LA.
Oh. And that's where the studios are? You can see LA.
Pretty sure.
I'm grateful for this man's time, but I was happy when it ended.
Perfect. And Blitz, I was told that if I start and stop, a lot of times the algorithm can't pick it up as much.
Okay.
Is that true or no?
Yeah.
No, I know.
It is. I mean,
know Blitz fucking talking. Sometimes you just go, yeah, just to fucking humor me because I'm wrong. So I have to try to wade through when you're really trying to be cool or not. I was told that if I start and stop,
That's the way it's been. However, YouTube's getting so good now that you play a fucking second and they catch who it is.
So there's a little bit of truth to that, but yes. That's waning. So to speak.
Correct.
Man, I like that.
But also
over
start
there.
And stop and commenting on it.
She looks
is more of a fair use deal.
She looks like Ralphie Mae's ex.
Where?
Lana Turner.
Where?
It was ABC One.
You just missed her.
Oh.
This man is a former governor of Minnesota.
Jesse has really been. I mean, that's why our shit's really, really taken off, Lummy, isn't it not? Our Jesse stuff.
And I think obviously no one really heard about it.
And so on, and all the stuff that they're putting up on YouTube, for shorts and stuff, man, Instagram it up if you want.
Okay, yeah.
I want you to hit your bony.
Thank you.
I got 8,000 TikTok.
Lummy, you guys are too intelligent. You guys, I don't keep up on Instagram and TikTok on the numbers as well as you do. So when you're due a bony, just get it. Hey, I hit a bony.
Bony.
Did you hit a bony?
Yep.
I wish you would have told me because I had
to. Let me see if I hit a bony.
Hold on, you fuckers. I just processed payroll yesterday.
I can wait till the next week,
bony. Well, yeah. you're gonna have to wait to it because but when you hit them.
Oh, bony.
Okay. See, Ani, you could have got an extra fucking. You would have got a bony.
I just got a bony. 18,000.
Okay. When did you hit that?
It must have been within the last day.
Oh, okay. When you hit the bony.
I hit it, Bubs.
You gotta let me know.
So we just scream out bony.
Well, when you hit a bony, you go like, "I got a bony."
I got a bony. Do you want me to screenshot it to you and send it to you?
Yes. That way, I will not forget to tell Jim Martin. Blitz, you know, I have to have my numbers in by Tuesday.
Yep.
Yeah, and so I, you know,
circle it for you in case
there's
your
no
eyes
bony
can't
bonies
see.
On this paycheck because we didn't do a $199.
I know.
And the month's not over. I think there's going to be an employee bony.
Awesome.
Oh!
And so. Ana, you could get a
Ana.
You might get a triple bony.
Whoa.
Now, hold on. That would be a $199 bony.
To get airtight sea pole bony.
Hold on. That's a $199 bony. Hold on. Lummy, you'd get a triple bony.
I would
too.
Get a triple too.
You get the employee pool bony.
Yep.
You'll get the TikTok bony. Oh, you're not getting
honey,
one.
Honey.
Well, you told me if I left, you would actually.
Not bones.
Because you've done that for other
not
employees.
Boneyard.
Hold on, what?
You said that. You said that since you were forcing me not to be there.
Does Blitz remember this?
Yeah, it was
Blitz
on the air.
Blitz doesn't ever forget shit when it comes to payroll.
You said that since you were forcing me to go, you'd still give me the $199 bonus.
I'm going to have to get a violation on that one.
Oh. I'll look it up.
Ana, yeah,
I don't know anything.
I remember that.
If somebody can get me tape on
because you paid
that.
Other people that haven't been at $199 because they were out of town or not here.
What?
That's what you
really?
Did you get my bunny?
I don't think
you've
done that.
I don't remember having that conversation.
I can say he probably said it to you, but I don't like going back.
Did I say it on the air?
Then
I never said it.
Okay. Oh, I'm fine. It's fine.
No, buddy.
Oh, it's it's fine. It's fine.
Buddy. Buddy.
Yes.
I'm fine. Oh, no. I'm fine.
Buddy.
I'm fine, Bubba.
If I said it on the air, and you can show me that I said it on the air, it's yours.
No problem.
Oh, now I got a no problem.
Oh, no, it's a hey, no problem.
Oh, hey, no problem. Yeah. No, you're really
I'm fine.
You're
hey,
really
no
fucking your, I mean, Lummy.
Well, I don't remember the exact date, but everyone in chat is saying
no. See, I'm going to look at chat. I'm going to go to Facebook chat right now.
Oh, I would look it on YouTube chat.
You did? Okay, hold on. Justin Beaner said I said it.
Because you were forcing me
what
not to do
what about Mary? What about Maria? Maria's a chick. Did I say it?
Maria. Oh, on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
And then Tina
May
said
Matt,
yes.
I got Matt, Maria, Justin, and Peter all saying that I said it. Well, then it looks like I
Joe
said
Sumark
it.
Joe Sumark says he's got it on a cassette tape.
Lummy, then I said it. You said it. No, he gets an appearance fee, and you are going to give it to him because you were not allowing him to be there. I heard it. Why would he
you're
lie?
Letting him leave early on Friday?
Yeah.
8:30.
You have gotten soft.
I'm softest. I'm a bitch.
You really were on a good day that
you're
day.
Lummy, call me a bitch.
Yeah, Lummy, say it.
No.
So you're a fucking bitch. You know what?
Can
you've
I
gotten
say it for him?
Anna, you're a fucking bitch.
No, everybody shut up. No words. No words spoken. I am the only one to talk right now. Everybody shut up. Listen to my instructions. I want Lummy, not Anna, just Lummy, to have the fucking balls to step up and say, Bubba, you know what? You're getting soft, bitch.
Or you don't get your bonus.
Or you don't get nothing.
Oh. Yeah.
You're fired. And you say it with passion and resolve. I want you to say, Bubba, you're getting real fucking soft, bitch.
Bubba?
What? What, buddy?
You're getting real fucking soft. You're a bitch.
Oh, wow. He didn't say you're a bitch.
Oh.
He just said say bitch. Lummy, you've gone too far.
Lummy, now you kind of hurt my feelings.
You smiled
like
the whole time.
Trying to make it a theatrical production,
Lummy,
but you really,
Jesus,
I mean,
that's been
fucking asshole.
That's a shoot. Yeah. Lummy, I mean, my feelings are borderline fucking
I'm really that's been in Lummy's brain I'll for a long time. Again. That
no,
came out way too easy.
Don't correct yourself.
I'm sorry, Bubba.
That's deep. You know what that is?
Deep-seated hate for you,
that's
Bubba.
That's deep-seated truth.
He hates
yeah,
you.
It is.
That's fucking for real heat.
Bubba,
for
is,
real.
Is
wow, Tina, look at me. Can you look
I'd
at me right
to hear
now?
I'd love to hear the foreword of the book that Lummy's going to write.
You're such a dick, but I see your foreword, you asshole.
Hey, find me Spice Boys forward. Find me Spice Boys forward. I think it's on our YouTube channel, but man. You know what, Blitz? I should actually... here's an idea, some homework for you guys. If I think everybody knows that I'm working on a dock deal,
what?
And that's all I can say.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Yeah, it's probably gonna end up not going through. Everything that I hope never. I mean, Blitz. I always refer back to my TV show.
It's on one.
It's on what?
Button bar one.
Okay, thanks. I always refer back to my TV show. Remember, Blitz, it was locked in.
Yeah.
$50,000 deposit.
I know. Brent already had you quitting radio.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, my friend LaQuan?
Hey, what's up, Brandon?
Hi, Brandon. Now, don't forget about, don't chip us out of that. Don't chip us out of that wheelchair.
Rachel Slur, yeah. Rachel Slur.
Is chipping?
Rachel Slur!
I'm just calling
is it?
Tell you that
yes, it is, Bubba. I'm trying to protect you.
No, it is?
It is! And I prefer you not say that around me.
Okay. Oh, okay. I didn't.
Wait, are
know.
You a gypsy?
I'm
actually part gypsy.
Oh, the word she used before 4%. The show. I mean, come on. You can use that word in front of her.
Hold on. To unfairly, verb, to take unfairly, to rob, shortening of the word gypsy.
Ah!
As gypsies were believed to be thieves.
Right.
I got gypped. What a gyp. Anna, you're wrong on that.
No, I think I just confirmed what you said, actually.
Yeah.
I confirmed what you
okay.
said.
Yeah. Perfect. Sorry.
I prefer you not to say that about me and my people. I'm part gypsy.
I am sorry to the gypsies
okay,
out there,
I'm 4%.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's okay.
Oh, to give, you know what? No, this is what I was talking about. to trouble or have an argument or annoy somebody. She was giving me a load of jip last night. I used it as that's the way I used it, Blitz.
This is the Webster's Dictionary?
Yeah. No, this is the Urban Dictionary.
Oh.
So that's fine. That's held up in court.
Trouble. It's given me some jip. Trouble. Oh. Nothing to do with shorting anybody or anything like that. She's just giving me some jip.
Keep going down. It means to jerk off in a playhouse.
Yeah. It says, hold on, the Irish word for come. Hey, my coffee is full of jip. Hey, again. Oh, there you go. See? Anna, it doesn't necessarily have to be
yes,
a slur.
Yes, it does. Gypsies would often come in coffee.
Jerking off in the playhouse.
Full of jip.
Hey, man, I just took an amazing jip. It was sensational.
Brandon?
Big mouth or cheeky person. Man, she's got such a jip. She's a jip, meaning big mouth. Well, hey, you're not going to
also
you're
me.
Not going to screw us out of our wheelchair now, are you?
Oh, I was just calling to tell you that 600-pound weight limit.
Oh, it's okay. 600 pounds?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Lummy can put his entire family on there.
Right.
And my spray.
And let's get real, too. Don't forget, Decap's on Ozempic, so by the time Bart rolls around, he'll be like 195.
But the only thing that you'll have to do is take a lot of sports off.
Right.
Hey, Lummy, it could be a criminal. It's a derogatory acronym for justice-involved person, the new official San Francisco PC term to replace the apparently derogatory term is convicted felon.
Oh, there you go.
So if you're a justice-involved person, I could say, man, watch out. That guy's a jip. That means, you know, he's like a problem.
You're not a fucking package specialist. You're a bag boy.
To masturbate or wank.
There you go.
To stimulate one's penis to the point of ejaculation. I accidentally stumbled upon my big brother while he was having a jip in the bathroom. He was stark naked, having a jip in the men's changing rooms. I haven't had a jip in over 3 weeks. I decided to stop jipping for Lent. Perfect.
That shit in your pocket?
Lummy, when's the last time you jipped, kid?
I jipped like a week ago, Bubba.
All right, exactly. I jipped yesterday. Fixed the jip and jip again
holes.
Today.
Sorry.
All right, Brandon the Quad, what else, buddy? Did you like the Kurt Angle interview?
Oh, yeah, I did.
What have you been doing, Brandon?
Are you jipping?
Well, I jipped 5 times yesterday.
You jipped Jesus 5? Christ. Are you getting ready for Caitlin Hatney? Starting to build some tolerances up?
Damn.
Hell yeah.
Hey, yeah. The merch crick can't find the Brandon the Quad porn for whatever.
I have
Blitz,
it.
We, okay.
It's in the, I'll give it to her. It's in the folder.
She said
I
she was
going to
ask you, but she doesn't. Here's what exactly what she told me. I'll ask Blitz. I know he has it, but you got her trained too. She goes, I just have to pick my time when I ask Blitz. When he's super busy, I try to stay off his radar. But if I know that he's not,
I appreciate that.
No, but like, and so you kind of got her conditioned too, buddy.
Okay, but
she likes to stay off your radar. She's afraid of you.
I shared that folder with her that had all that stuff in it. I believe it was in there, but if not, let's see.
Brent, we got to get it back up because when they took down our shit on OnlyFans before we found out how we were supposed to be doing it. So we need to put your shit back up there, Brandon the Quad. A lot of people want to see it. Anna gypped herself to it. If you not, you know,
sure did.
Yeah, I tried to watch it the other day.
I mean, I think the person, I think the show member that enjoyed your porno with Caitlin Hatley the most, honestly, was Anna.
Oh no,
100%.
It was me.
No, it was me.
Yeah, maybe you two together.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, and it looked like you were enjoying it, and Caitlin was enjoying it.
Where did you end up jipping there on that deal?
Her mouth.
Just in the condom.
Oh, in the condom.
Oh, that she said to you. Oh,
but like, were you in any orifice of hers, or? Were you in her?
He hit the pussy bone.
Were you in the poppy double sop?
I was in the pee.
The poppy double sop. Yep.
Yeah.
So, go ahead and listen. Do you know? I mean, as much as you've listened to the show, you have to know op.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? Trying to teach my mom some of those words.
Man, your phone connection is horrible, buddy.
Yeah.
That's better.
Because I'm on Wi-Fi calling.
Yeah. Well, how would you op the body part that you were in while you gypped with Caitlin?
I keep it pretty hard.
Brandon, you're really making this difficult, my friend.
Bubba.
Why do you got to call
me? Give him a fucking break.
I mean, I'm trying to give him a break, but I'm trying to set him up for a high spot, too. And I hear...
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit,
you,
man.
You are breaking up. You are breaking up.
That's Stephen Hawkins.
You are breaking up. All I hear is... Now, that could be him talking regularly, or it could be bad seltzer.
Yeah, that's what I'm considering.
Now, what part of the anatomy, what part of Caitlin Hatley's anatomy were you possibly entering in using op to describe that area?
No.
It's not op.
That's carny, you dumbass. We're talking about op.
Oh, I don't know op that good.
What the fuck? You've been listening to the show for 26 years. You don't know op?
Give a break.
Yeah, pop you double stop you up.
Mommy, you don't give him the answer, you stupid
you fucking
I was
teacher's
him.
Pet,
God,
bitch.
I was trying to be a teacher's pet.
No,
that is correct.
You slow people are trying to stick together.
Yes, that is correct, too.
God damn it.
That's right.
I'm trying to accentuate the smart people here and let me way to join the slow club, you stupid fuck.
Thank you, me.
He's president of the slow club.
Yeah, he is president of the slow club. Oh, don't put filthy in there. He's far
you
more
put
fucking
him in there.
No. He's,
you did.
No,
he, you
filthy's
run,
not dumb.
You will, he will run intellectual
actually,
circles around
we
you.
We talked about that earlier in the click clans, and you put him in
well,
the special
I,
needs
then
clan.
I was wrong because he is far more intellectually superior than you are. By, I mean,
who
unless
do you think
we're
talking, smarter,
unless we're talking about unless we're talking about the Bible or World War II, that's the only thing you
yeah,
know about.
Yeah, you're like you have a stroke of genius. Who's smarter, Decap or Lum Lum?
Oh, no, that's just a dumb question.
No,
well,
really,
here's the thing.
Really,
he's a moron in other ways, but he likes to trigger the leftists.
Hey,
he knows
me,
a lot about politics, and he knows a lot about sports.
Lummy, what about we do?
He doesn't know a lot about sports.
What do we do? A Decap versus Lummy. General, you know, knowledge.
Trivia?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Lummy's got that all day.
Lummy's got that all day.
Yeah, we should do that
Yankees
as an after
football
show.
And, our Yankees
yeah, we need to have
and a little bit of football and wrestling.
No, this is going to be like, you know, just general knowledge.
Yeah, it could be history,
yeah.
literature.
Right.
Pop culture.
Right. Be like, you know.
Here, I'll pull some questions.
Yeah, just pull me general knowledge questions on it, and I'll ask Lummy. We'll do a little. We'll do a, all right, Brandon, listen. One more time, as Lummy already gave you the answer, but let's see if you can bring home the high spot. What part of the anatomy were you entering in on Caitlin Hatley when you filled your condom up?
The double... Sop, pop, sop.
The double sop, pop, sop. The S-S-U-S-S.
The sus.
The sussy. There you go. The sus. Man, Anna, I heard you had a nice sus.
Yeah.
Blitz, how's that sus of hers?
Great.
All right, Brandon, make sure I get my 600-pound wheelchair, okay, buddy?
All
right.
It's going to be... There's gonna be two wheelchairs and a stool chair too.
A what?
A what?
A stool chair.
Cause I gotta bring a chair so I can go to the bathroom.
Oh.
Well, we don't need that.
Well, I know, but I gotta bring it to the motel.
Oh, okay. I mean, you need a potty chair everywhere you travel. We just want the hand me down wheelchair. We don't
you need
gotta,
the shit chair.
Yeah, we don't need the shit chair.
Well, I do have an extra one if you want one of those, too.
No, we don't want a shit chair. All right, buddy. Good talking to you.
What does Bubba need a shit chair
All right,
for?
Buddy. I love you guys. Bye.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye.
Bubba, you ready?
General, sure.
General overall deal. What part of Area 51 is located in what state?
Nevada.
On a dartboard, what number is directly opposite the one?
Oh, God, I don't even know that.
20? Or 18? 18?
Which American president appears on the $1 bill?
George Washington?
What geometric shape is genuinely used for stop signs?
Oh, shit. What is it? A hexagon? one, two, octagon.
How many colors?
It's an octagon.
How many octagon?
Oxytocin.
How many colors are in the? Honey, you keeping score here?
No. Oh, well, against who? How many gets right against how himself? Many,
just, I mean, yeah, we're gonna go like 20.
Octagon. Yeah, I'm 2-2.
But you didn't get the octagon.
I know.
You're 2-2. Anna, write down 2 yes, 2 no's, 2 rights, 2 wrongs. How many colors are in the rainbow? And no looking at chat either,
I'm
okay?
Not, I mean, I'm 5.
What the fuck?
I don't know. What's
sorry. Rainbow?
A scientific study on peanuts in bars found traces of over 100 specimens of urine. True or false?
True. Oh, I would expect that one.
What probably is the feces. What is the nickname of the U.S. state of California?
Sunshine State.
No, it's not the Sunshine State, you dick fuck. I don't know.
The left state.
True or false? The color orange is named after the fruit.
False.
Anna, what's my score?
Right 2, wrong 6.
On the average, at least. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
One person is killed by a drunk driver, true or false? On the average, at least one person is killed by a drunk driver in the United States every hour.
False. I would love to see anyone answer this shit.
Yeah, some of these are questions.
Come on, dude. I would love to see anyone with a dartboard.
I know, the dartboard thing, that's like dumb.
And then all these like
in 2010, peanuts. Twitter and the United States Library of Congress partnered together, true or false, to archive every tweet by the American citizens.
False?
Man, you're not very good at the Sporkle game.
Who is depicted on the $100 bill?
Benjamin Franklin.
Yes!
True or false?
I was hoping he'd say Grant.
The Lego group was founded in 1932.
True.
Nice.
Which restaurant's mascot is a clown?
McDonald's.
Yes. Lemmy's making a comeback against Lemmy.
What color is the X in FedEx Ground?
Ground. That's an important part.
Blue. Orange, then? Let me tell you, orange or blue.
The likeness of which president is featured on a rare $2 bill of U.S. currency?
Thomas Jefferson.
Vietnam's national flag is a red star in true or false? Vietnam's national flag is a red star in front of a yellow background.
I know it's a red star. Is it a yellow background? That is green. It's false.
Anna, is he making a strong comeback?
He's making a strong comeback against himself. 7 right, 9 wrong.
Oh, it's the first to 11, Lummy, okay?
All right.
What? The flag of the, yeah, it's the first to 11.
No, she doesn't
That's
get
how
that.
Our games go.
That's how our games go.
Oh, 2 11. Okay, okay.
The flag of the European Union has how many stars on it?
14.
When Close. One is envious, they are said to be what color?
Oh, that's an easy one.
Wait, what'd you say?
When one is envious, they are said to be what color?
Red.
Oh, God, Lummy. Green with envy,
green
you
with
dumbass!
Envy.
Okay, that's okay. That's real common knowledge.
It is.
Okay.
Everyone in chat knew it.
Yeah.
All right.
What item? What Anna? What's the score?
8 right, 10 wrong.
Oh, Lummy. What item is a werewolf most afraid of?
What is it? Fucking no, that's Dracula. Garlic or a sharp spear?
Okay, the 11 wrong.
There you
I don't
go.
Know. I mean, there's. What is it?
I'm not answering them, Lummy. I mean, I can always go back to them now. If I don't give you the answers,
Lummy, it's silver. Oh, great, whatever.
True or false? An eggplant is a vegetable.
No, false.
But fruits are vegetables.
What alcohol?
Fruits are vegetables.
What alcoholic drink is made from juniper berries?
Oh!
Juniper berries?
Yep.
Oh! Can I steal?
Yes, welcome back,
Mint julep!
Gin?
Oh.
What is the last letter in the Greek alphabet? Anybody?
Me!
Me.
Yes.
Say your name.
Oh.
Say your name out loud.
Anna.
Hold on. You ready for this?
Yeah.
This $10 bill?
Yeah.
Blitz.
I just looked it up, so I can't.
Blitz.
Yeah.
Lummy.
Yeah.
And Anna. The first one to 11, correct.
So we're starting from zero.
We're starting from zero.
Okay, so
gets the Blitz, no Googling.
Blitz, no, I'm not going
Lummy.
To.
Okay,
I'll take the last one.
And I'm not looking at chat, so make sure you're
yeah.
not looking at chat. Okay.
And so the way we're going to play this is you scream out your name.
Yes. I'll call
on you.
Yeah.
If you miss it, you call out your name for a steal.
Okay.
So you know the thing, right? So it'd be like, you know, if Lummy goes, Lummy, and I go, Lummy, and he goes, eh, and you go, Anna, Anna.
Okay.
And you get it wrong.
Got it.
Blitz!
Got it.
Ah. What was Mountain Dew's original slogan?
Lummy.
Anna!
Shit.
No, you gotta let him answer.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Anna! Do the do. Yes!
Is it Blitz?
Blitz,
wasn't
go.
It like Taste of Mountains or some shit like that?
He sucks.
Yahoo, Mountain Dew, it'll tick you your innards.
Oh, Jesus.
The fuck? That's long. No wonder why
Welcome
they changed it.
50.
What was the soft drink Pepsi's originally introduced as? Wow.
Is this all soda questions?
What? No, it's not.
Because I'm going to lose.
What was the soft drink Pepsi originally introduced as?
Lummy? Pepsi Cola?
Do you mean the name?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know.
Shasta! Anna!
It was like Pepsin something.
Go ahead, Anna.
Anna Shasta.
Brad's Drink.
Oh.
The fuck?
Yeah, Brad's Drink.
I have no idea.
What year or when did the website Facebook launch?
Anna!
Anna?
2004. Yes! Oh. I'm a genius. Sorry.
What was the original name of the search engine Google?
Mm. Oh, it was
Blitz knows, but he doesn't.
Let me ask Jeeves.
Popular ones.
On Googs.
Back rub.
Back rub?
Yeah.
Front rub.
Where did the pineapple plant originate from?
Anna!
Yes.
Hawaii! Free!
Blitz.
Blitz.
I don't know, but I'm going to say Vietnam.
Lummy.
Anna!
Lummy.
Fiji.
Anna!
South America.
Oh. Did you say country? Oh, wait, you just said where.
Said where, yeah. Okay.
Like, because I said fucking
Hawaii.
I was going
to say Earth. I should have said Earth.
All right.
Earth. Electronic music producer Kygo's popularity skyrocketed after a certain remix. Which song did he remix?
Anna!
Yeah.
It's Whitney Houston. I want to dance. It's Whitney Houston. Is it a Houston song?
Blitz.
Blitz.
YYZ from Rush.
Blitz loves Rush and Styx.
Styx?
I thought you were a Styx fan, too.
Styx? No.
What is it?
It's Ed Sheeran, I See Fire.
Oh, that's a dumb song.
Oh, that's a good one.
What type of dog is Handsome Dan and the mascot of the Yale University?
Well, Lummy.
Yes.
Bulldog.
Good job, Lum.
What is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow?
Oh, come on.
Anna!
Yeah.
Wait, a swallow's a bird, right?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Unladen velocity? 20 meters per second.
Close.
Lummy.
Yes.
26 meters per second.
Anna!
Come on, bird.
24
boy.
Miles an hour.
Oh. Yeah, but there's a...
meters per second and miles per hour.
I was trying to think of the line.
Before before the 19th century, the living room was originally called the what?
The
Blitz.
Anna.
Blitz.
The den.
Anna!
Yeah.
The family room!
Lummy.
Yes.
The bedroom.
The parlor.
Oh.
What year...
He owns it now.
What year was Queen Elizabeth II born?
Anna!
Yes.
1926! Yeah!
She's going to win something today.
All the date ones.
I'm going to win today, House. Only got 9 more to go.
Which of the following languages does not use gender as part of its grammar?
Oh.
Wow.
Can you give us some?
Wait,
you said of the following.
Yeah, you got to name some.
No. Which of the following language? No, it just says it doesn't.
Oh, no. It says which of the following languages
hold
you got to tell
hold
us.
On. I got a fucking call here.
What the fuck?
Hello?
You're the worst host ever.
Amelia from Senior Aid Helper calling on a recorded line. You can press 1 to be removed. Now, I shall hear that you've recently inquired about your eligibility for Social Security disability benefits.
You old ass.
Yes.
Oh, this is that robot chick.
Well, what we do here at Senior Aid Helper is help
senior.
People qualify for up to $2,600.
Are you a real person? I feel
benefits.
Like you might be a real. Are you a real person?
Well, I am a live person, but I do use my computer to ensure that all the information I provide is 100% correct. So.
Oh, okay. Thank you. How big are your jugs?
Dick, do you suck?
Well, the main objective today is to pre-qualify you for Social Security disability benefits.
Oh,
okay, yes. I have Peyronie's, which is a crooked cock.
Are you looking to get Social Security disability benefits?
Yes, please.
Try fucking with a crooked dick.
I just need to confirm a few pieces of information.
Yeah,
so I'm going to ask you a series of yes or no questions.
It's tough to fuck with a crooked dick.
Are you between 50 and 64 years of age?
Yes. Yes, with a crooked dick.
Are you currently out of work because of your disabilities?
I'm not out of work, but I can't fuck.
Has she ever sucked a crooked dick?
Have you been out of work for at least a year, or are you expecting to be out of work for at least a year?
Yes, I'm expecting
after the phone call. You for Social Security disability benefits. Just asking if you're currently out of work because of your disability.
Yes, I'm a porn star, Bubba Jeremy, and I can't fuck with a crooked dick.
I'm with Senior Aid Helper regarding insurance. Mm-hmm. My callback number is 833-293-93.
Oh, thank you.
Nice.
Oh, damn.
Oh, Ben Dick Willie.
Anna, I got your, you got a bony.
Yes.
I wish I would have known that yesterday. That would have been on your paycheck. But
that's okay.
But both you... You and Lummy will get triple bones.
Yes.
Nice.
Thank you.
All right, back to the game. Back to the game.
Okay, hold on. And
oh man.
Update from NASCAR after further review. Lummy, Blitz, this is obviously a rib and it's a joke.
Okay.
After further review, just accentuating how much they kiss Bubba Wallace's ass. After further review, and it looks like it's all official from NASCAR and stuff, after further review, Bubba Wallace and Kyle Larson incident, NASCAR has decided to, one, Larson will be suspended for a year for forcing Bubba to retaliate and becoming violent.
Okay.
Two, Christopher Bell will be fined $100,000 for allowing Bubba to hit him due to retaliation. Number three, Kevin Harvick will be fined $100,000 and lose all of the season points for not blocking Larson so that Bubba had to worry about him. Four, Logano will be fined $50,000 for winning and Bubba finishing last. Five, the rear tire changer on the number 10 car will be suspended for bumping into Bubba in the garage sometime during the season. And Bubba will automatically be put into the playoffs, be awarded the pole position for all of the 2023 season, and all other opponents will receive a 90-second time penalty to give the advantage the Bubba clearly deserves. To get him into winner's circle more often. NASCAR commented, it gives us no pleasure to impose these penalties, but everybody will and must learn that Bubba is to be held with the highest regard and that Bubba must win everything, and failure to allow this will come with the stiffest penalties known. That's not too far from the fucking truth. Back to the game.
Lummy, Russia.
No.
He's got to give us a list first.
No, it does not give me a list. It just has an answer.
Well,
I'm sorry.
What is the question
it
again?
It says, which of the following languages do not use gender as part of its grammar?
Blitz.
I know it's, yes.
English.
Anna.
Yes.
You gotta,
Russian. Russian.
I said Russian.
What,
I stole it.
What year...
What was the answer?
Turkish.
Oh.
What year was the RoboSapien toy robot released?
Oh, Lummy.
Yes.
1998.
Anna.
Yes.
2001.
Blitz.
Mm-hmm.
1994.
According to Fair Works Australia.
I guess it never was.
2004. According to Fairworks Australia, how long do you have to work to get long service leave?
In Australia, America, or what?
It says, according to Fairworks Australia.
Oh, okay, so in Australia.
How long do you have to work to get long service leave?
Lummy.
Yes.
2 years.
That's what I was going to say, too. Blitz.
Mm-hmm.
3 years.
Anna. Uh-huh. 2.5 years.
5 years.
Virtual reality company.
Can you tell us the answer?
7 years.
Thank you.
Virtual reality company Oculus VR lost which of its co-founders in a freak car accident in 2013?
Oh, Lummy.
Yes.
That guy that drove in Fast and the Furious.
Anna, Shocker.
Blitz. Mm-hmm. Mark Zuckerberg.
Andrew Scott Reese.
Oh, because that's who owns it now is Facebook.
Oh. Oh, is it?
Yeah, they bought them.
In flight systems, what does the initialism TCAS stand for?
Anna.
Blitz.
Oh, actually, Anna was a little right, bit.
Can I get the letters
I'll
again?
I'll let her try.
Oh, yeah, exactly, Blitz. TCAS.
I'll give you hints. TCAS.
Okay. Titties, cunts, asshole, shit.
Blitz.
Mommy?
No, Blitz was before you.
I know.
TCAS.
Traffic collision and avoidance systems.
Oh, well, there's his first one.
Named after the mallow flower, mauve is a shade of what?
Anna! Oh.
Yes?
Purple! Yes!
Chartreuse is a color between yellow and what?
Anna!
Yeah.
Red! Fuck!
Mummy.
Yeah.
Brown.
Blitz.
Yeah.
Blue.
Green.
I was going to say green, too. I don't know.
If you planted the seeds to a Q-U-E-R-C-U-S rhubarb, what would you grow?
Wait, say it. Well, hold on.
I know. I must just move on. I
no,
can't
no,
even...
no, no, no.
If you planted the seeds to a Q-U-E-R-C-U-S-R-O-B-U-R, what would you grow?
A succulent, Anna.
I don't
trees. How many notes?
Oh my god!
How many notes are there on the standard grand piano?
Blitz.
Blitz. Go ahead.
101.
How many notes?
How many keys?
How many keys?
It says how many notes. How many notes are there?
Notes?
On, it says notes. How many notes are on?
112.
Mommy. 23.
88.
Yeah, damn it.
Knew it.
88. On low side. What is the weight of a gold bar in Fallout New Vegas? What is the weight of a gold bar in Fallout New Vegas?
What?
Oh, my God. It's a video game.
Oh.
Bubba.
What is the weight of a gold bar in Fallout New Vegas?
Anna.
Right, go ahead, Anna.
Blitz was first.
Oh, 5 pounds.
On a second.
12 pounds.
Lummy
third. Lummy, 5 pounds.
35 pounds.
Perfect.
What sport do the Harlem Globetrotters play?
Lummy. Basketball.
Oh, shit.
What sport is called the American pastime?
Lummy.
Anna.
Baseball.
What is the symbol for copper?
Blitz.
Blitz K.
See you.
On what Japanese city was the first atomic bomb dropped?
Hiroshima!
It's fucking shot out
this.
Over there.
I fucking love trivia.
Who led 900 followers in a mass suicide?
Blitz.
I'm going to give it to Blitz.
No!
You got to wait till the question's over, too.
I'm going to probably guess the wrong one anyway.
In 1979.
Jim Jones.
Yeah, of course he did. Can you name the country?
Yeah, it's easy.
In what
Guyana.
Movie? In what movie is known for the famous quote, "Yo, Adrian"?
Lummy. Rocky.
What disease can be caused by the lack of vitamin C?
Blitz.
Yes.
Scurvy.
Who is the mascot for the fast food chain KFC?
Lummy.
Blitz.
Lummy.
Colonel Sanders.
Which film series stars Johnny Depp as the Pirate Jackson?
Lummy. Pirate of the Caribbean.
Damn it. We're tied.
What is the name of the fastest land animal?
Anna!
Yes.
A cheetah!
She just is shot the fuck out.
I know.
The question. The following is a line from which TV, from which 1970s film, You Talking to Me? You Talking to Me?
Oh, shit. Lummy.
Yes.
Taxi cab. Taxi driver.
Taxi driver.
Yeah, I'll give it
what is the score?
It is on a 6, Blitz 4, Lummy 6.
What is the snack made up of marshmallows, graham crackers, and chocolate?
Anna.
Anna.
S'mores. Nailed it.
How many varieties are in the Heinz tomato ketchup?
Tell me.
Yes.
57.
The fuck?
Varieties?
It says 57 varieties on the bottle.
Oh, just that's not
right. Yeah.
Wow.
Monza and Silverstone are...
Blitz.
Yes?
Formula One tracks.
God.
What is the highest grossing holiday movie of all time?
Tana!
Yes.
Braveheart.
What did you say?
Holiday movie.
What did you say?
I don't know. Braveheart.
Braveheart.
Some people say it's a Christmas movie.
What is the highest?
Lummy?
Yes.
Wonderful Life?
Blitz?
Oh. Uh-huh.
Mr. Santa?
Home Alone.
Oh,
I didn't think it was up there.
I was going to say Jingle All the Way.
What does the term GPU stand for?
Blitz?
Yes.
Ground Power Unit?
Ha-ha.
Oh.
Wait, what was it?
Duh.
Say it again?
Fucking dumbass. I know what it is.
Listen, Blitz, here's the official rule. If the other two go through it without missing, you can come up with a Blitz comeback after they vote. I know.
Oh, now we can?
But they're going to look at chat now.
No. I'm not looking at chat.
GPU. What does GPU stand for?
Geographic point.
I wasn't going there. I was going George Pacific.
But I'm not going to give it to Blitz because he just knows he fucked up and he knows what it is. Graphics processing unit.
Yeah, GPU. It's the processor on a video card.
What was the name given to the Android 4.3?
Anna!
Yeah?
Sam?
Blitz.
Yes?
Marshmallow.
Mummy?
Yes?
Milky Way?
What
is the answer?
Jelly bean.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
What is the nationality of Picasso?
Anna.
Yes.
Spanish.
In which book series does Neville Longbottom appear?
Normie.
Yes.
Harry Potter.
Hey, man, I was going to guess that. And I didn't know the question. I was just going to say Harry Potter.
That's the only book series you guys know.
I know. I've never read a page of it.
Published in 1597, which piece of written work starts with the line, two households, both alike in dignity, and fair in Verona, were where we lay our scene from ancient grudge break to new mutiny, where civil blood makes civil hands unclean.
Anna.
Macbeth!
Romeo and Juliet.
But I'll give it
I
to
said
you.
Lummy.
Oh, damn it. So was Shakespeare.
I said Lummy.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, she screamed over me.
But I gave it to
I
you
may
anyway.
Have screamed over him.
All right, perfect. What are the scores, Anna?
Me 8, Blitz 5, Lummy 9.
Which painter supposedly cut off his own
ear? Anna.
Yes.
Bingo.
The history of Middle Earth was written by which author? The history of Middle Earth was written by which author? J.R.R. Tolkien. Which science deals with the motion of projectiles?
Anna.
Yes.
Physics. Does it not?
Blitz, I cannot believe. Which science deals with the motion of projectiles?
Can I steal them for myself one more time?
No. Ballistics.
Because I would have said physics as well.
Yeah.
What animal is known to be man's best
Anna.
Friend? Anna.
Dog. Oh, one more and then I win. One more and then I win.
What's a newly hatched butterfly called?
A demon from hell? I hate him!
Lummy?
Yes.
Oh, is a larva?
No, it's a four.
I don't know.
A newly hatched butterfly?
Yeah.
A Blitz?
Yes.
A butterfly?
Caterpillar.
What?
Oh, yeah, a caterpillar.
What? A newly hatched?
It says, what's a newly hatched butterfly called?
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever it is.
That's not right.
Well, whatever. It's not Bubba's fault. Go ahead, Bubs. Keep going.
What type of reptile can detach their tails when they are in
danger?
Blitz.
Lizard.
Damn it. Okay.
What do you call a cocktail consisting of coconut, milk, rum, and pineapple?
Anna.
Oh, it was me. It was probably Blitz.
Pina Colada.
Damn it!
What was James Bond's preferred drink of choice?
Mommy.
Blitz.
Mommy?
Gin.
Blitz is second. No. Blitz was second.
Scotch?
Anna.
Yes.
Old fashioned. Damn it.
Shaken, not stirred.
Martina. Martini. Oh,
yeah. Martinos.
Martinis. Got yes. It. All right. Hold on here.
All right. Anna 10, Blitz 7, Lummy 9.
U.S. President.
Oh, God.
Herbert C.
Blitz.
Yes.
Hoover.
Oh, that was a question.
Fuck? We didn't know that was a question. Yes. We just saw you pregnant pausing.
Well, too bad. He could have been.
Oh, God, my heart.
What's the score? Did you put
10, one? Me, Blitz 8, Lummy 9.
Woo!
I'm one away from winning, but I can't even get it.
Who was the first woman to fly solo?
Blitz.
Blitz.
Earhart.
She's going to absolutely choke. She's going to choke.
I'm not
She's
choking.
Gonna fucking
Let's
choke.
Go, Blitz.
Oh, shit.
How many balls are on a pool table Lummy. At the start?
Oh!
At the start of a game, yes.
15. Well, 16 technically.
No, wrong. No, wrong.
Blitz?
Yes.
16?
That's a dumb. I
she didn't steal it.
I know.
It.
I know.
And Blitz,
I was like, Blitz.
I know.
I said the fucking cue ball.
I didn't want to win on a technicality.
So Lummy gave the question on the second, but he missed it on the first.
Know.
So I'm like, Blitz.
I know.
Don't let the bitch win.
Well, it's funny because I was thinking 16. I was like, I know it's 15. Oh, wait, no.
And
I know because I didn't think the balls are on the table.
Yeah, yeah. What's the score?
It's 10 me, 10 Blitz, 9 Lummy.
Oh, and in which comedy film does Aretha Franklin star as a soul food waitress?
Blitz.
Yes.
Top Gun.
Oh, shit.
She sings Respect,
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Come on, you can't keep, what are you doing?
Well, I mean, she's not going to know it. The Blues Brothers.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know it.
What was banned in Indonesia for stimulating passion? Lummy. Yes.
Lady Boys.
What was banned in Indonesia for stimulating passion? Nobody's going to get it.
Blitz. Shark fins.
Anna. Gum.
That was a good guess.
Hula hoops.
Oh my
I
God.
Just read. I'm just going right down the line. People are going to think that I skewed this towards Blitz, but I read them right down
the line. I swear to God, if this is about planes, I'm going to fucking be pissed.
No pussy for you, Blitz. Say it, Anna.
No pussy for you. Bubba, don't. Bubba?
Generally, which component of a computer draws the most power?
Mummy.
Yes?
I'm going to say the hard drive.
Blitz.
Yes.
The CPU.
Anna.
Yeah.
You
don't even know. The video card.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It depends on when this was taken.
Right.
But
right.
Yeah, the GPU.
Right.
All right. That's nice. Anyways, move on. Come on, Bubs.
What animal breathes out of its butt?
Lummy.
That was Lummy.
Worm.
Anna, you're second.
Yes, no problem. In a mollusk.
Blitz for the win.
A mole.
Turtle.
Oh.
What? Turtle? Oh, that's cute.
A turtle.
I don't know if that's true. I'll look it up later. Anyways, go ahead. I trust you.
How do sea otters keep from drifting apart while they
swim?
Hold on. That was Lummy.
They cuddle.
Anna. They hold hands. Flippers.
Oh, yeah! Of course, she wins the fucking otter question. She loves otters.
Did I collect my prize?
It says that, yes, come get it. Come get it. Come get it right
now.
I
forgot there's money on the line.
Come get it right now, bitch.
I would have played more than more serious.
I fucking forgot there was $10.
I know, I did too.
I kept thinking you win nothing.
Blitz said I would have maybe sharpened my shit a little
bit. I forgot it was about money.
$10.
Yeah.
Kind of when holding hands can be close.
It says they hold hands. Yeah. The actual word is they hold
hands. I've seen it with my own
two
eyes.
I'm still questioning that butterfly one, too.
What about turtles breathing out of their butt?
I didn't know that.
They say they fart, maybe. They breathe out.
Whatever. Just, it's fine. Thank you. I just want to thank everybody.
What U.S. state's constitution is the longest in the world?
Blitz.
Yes.
Delaware.
No.
That'd be funny, though.
Here's the funniest
thing. You mean
state
like country or state like
U.S.
state?
No, like as in even U.S. U.S. state. What U.S. state, which these people are the dumbest.
West Virginia.
But what's that, Lummy?
Alabama.
West Virginia. Oh. No, West Virginia's dumber.
What is the first patent and... What was the first patent and service uniform in the United States?
Lummy, Coast Guard.
The Playboy Bunny outfit.
Really?
Close to the Coast Guard.
There you go. back over to this dude. Boy, talk about starting and stopping.
A unique man...
You're really trying to get over on that algorithm, aren't you?
I'm really getting over that algorithm. I mean, Blitz, if they can put this shit together, then they got the best algorithm known to man. Yeah. They can sit through a whole fucking trivia deal and then piece that thing back to 27 minutes ago. Yeah. Fuck.
I am very grateful for his time, and I mean that.
Defective.
I haven't seen him.
Well, they got ads on TV all the time.
Hold on. Jesse with his
80s
rock climbing?
I don't know.
It's a class action lawsuit.
Right, you see those, lawsuits.
Yeah, that if you're deaf and you served in the military, blah, 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 and you had 3M made these things you stick in your ears, I guess, that are supposed to save your hearing.
All right, I've seen it.
They didn't work?
They did it in a Hampton Inn hotel room.
Did they?
Yeah, that's nice.
Now, before I let you go today.
That was so much excitement.
God, you got $10 on
it. I know. I freaking did it.
I mean, that practically pays for your gas for a couple of days, does it not?
It does. Yeah. Thank you so much.
How is Gus on gas?
Oh, Gus is doing great.
No, but how is he on gas?
Like almost full?
No.
That's not what he fucking means.
Quite. Fucking
what's your mouth fucking for
like, what kind of, how much, like what kind of miles a gallon do you
How's
get?
How's Gus doing on gas?
He's good.
He's full.
You gotta fill up.
Anna, do you have to fill up a couple?
Off that
$10 she's drunk off that $10. Her pussy's so wet right now, she can't even, she needs to go put a tampon in. She's not even on her period. She's completely arred out because her eyes are in the back of her fucking head because she won $10. and her most favorite thing in the world, trivia. Man, note to self, anytime you need to get on a little, fucking really, really, really steamed up, just bring out a Sporkle game. Yeah. My God.
Wave a fucking $10 bill in front of her face and play some trivia.
Yeah. Talk about fucking turtles breathing out their assholes.
The best part is, I don't think she really heard it, but when she was going to begin the 10, me and Lummy both said we forgot that it was about money.
I know. Luke would have pressed the gas far more.
I totally
about
forgot.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
She didn't. That bitch didn't forget about money.
I locked on that 10.
She never forgets about money, ever. No, but how many times a week on the average do you have, does it once a week fill up? What?
Honestly, everywhere we go, Blitz and I together, he always drives, so he uses all the gas with his car.
Somebody's saying the score was wrong. Do we have a scoring issue?
Nope. It was me 10, Blitz 10, me 11, Blitz 10, Lummy 9.
What are you saying here, Lummy?
Well, before she said the one score, I had it to where she had one less.
Of course he did.
Well, I'm just
a liar.
This might be what the phone call's about. Hello.
Hey, Bubba. Jacob here in Port Walton.
Hey, Jacob.
Real quick, just for Anna and Blitz, they kind of put me on, as well as you, put me on to Love on the Spectrum a while back.
Okay.
And I just wanted to give an update that Abby has my fiance showed me. Abby has a TikTok. And it is pure gold. If Anna ever wants to take a minute to go look at Abby's TikTok.
What's that? Abby's TikTok?
Yeah,
From Love on the Spectrum. All right, guys, go look at Abby's TikTok.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Fort Walton, you listen to us on Florida Man until the after hours?
Of course.
Perfect. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, she's big on animals.
We need to go to... Fort Walton Beach, man.
We do.
Spring break. We need to be up there.
She was at the airplane museum.
Hello, who's this? Hello?
Hey, Bubba. FT Northeast, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
I got to tell you,
after listening to that game and listening to Honor almost burn down Nadero, I was laughing my fucking ass off.
Ask questions and give her an opportunity to win $10. And I mean, you got yourself some fucking entertainment right there, buddy.
She was ready to blow a head gasket.
Oh yeah, she's exhausted. She's more exhausted from that fucking trivia game than she is 1 hour rolling at fucking Rob Conklin.
I am. I need a nap after this.
So, hey man, appreciate you listening.
Thanks
buddy.
For calling
Thank
in.
Thank you. Here's.
Yeah, she loves animals.
Yeah, great love. Thank you, Abby. Yeah. The best ever. I should maybe have you guys write, like, Lummy, like if you guys had to write like a foreword for my book, or like maybe a little excerpt for my doc.
Oh yeah.
You know, now remember the most stiffest of all.
Yeah.
Is Spice Boy. And I probably should have seen there was a fucking coming here. I don't know if we. I don't know if I have the time to sit through.
I'll say it's pretty long.
It's
like 5 minutes.
Yeah. No, it's 8 minutes.
Hey.
It's 7 minutes and 59 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck him and fuck this.
Exactly. Oh, because on YouTube we have it on. We do have it on YouTube. It's 5 minutes.
Shut the fuck
oh,
up.
Oh, never mind. Yes, we don't God have it. Damn. Fucking dumb fuck. Stupid shit.
He just said he wasn't going to fucking play
yeah,
it.
Yeah, fucking dumb fuck.
God,
shut the fuck up.
Lummy, you're... I mean, Lummy.
Jesus.
What is your problem today? Did you take fucking
I got
pills?
A fucking sports show with Babyface and DeFilthy coming up next.
And Decab next week.
And Decab next week.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that one.
I got you, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry. I'm stressed out about it.
Everybody did a great job. Anna, congratulations on being the smartest.
Thank you. Yes, I did it.
I won.
$10.
Lummy Sports Show up next.
Yes, Lummy Sports Show with DeFilthy and Babyface.
12 o'clock.
Everybody have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.